Ministries are concerned about terrorism in Russia. Physics, missions in 2012 come together in time for 2015. And New Year, New Resolution. We'll tell you how those stories are connected to the gospel on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's being described as a country on edge. Two bombings in Volgograd, Russia claimed the lives of 31 people. The terrorist attacks come just 6 weeks ahead of the Winter Olympics in Sochi, 400 miles away. Russian Ministries is in the middle of their Gift of Hope Christmas gift distribution ministry to orphan and poor children, followed by their Olympic outreach. Will it affect their ministry? Sergei Rakuba says it probably will.
Russian authorities, they are planning to tighten their security regulations. And definitely some of these events we're planning probably will get disrupted because it relates to public gatherings, etc.
Rakuba's making this appeal.
I really want to call on the international Christian community to pray so that outreach will not be disrupted, so that our national workers will be safe when they are reaching out to those who need the gospel.
Your $50 gift can help distribute God's word. Go to our website to give. Next, what are your New Year's resolutions? What about taking steps towards stopping persecution? Open Doors will be releasing their 2014 World Watch List in January. High-ranking leaders have noticed that the intensity of persecution is increasing. Pleads for peace in war-torn countries are giving Christians a glimpse of hope. Pray peace can be found. Pray leaders can give Christians a chance to live without fear of persecution. You can read the full story at our website. This is Mission Network News. The end of 1 year brings reflections as well as goals for the new year. This is certainly the case with Bethany Christian Services. Bill Blackwire of Bethany shares some of the highlights of the year.
What we're really excited about is that more and more countries, and these are developing countries like in Africa and in Asia, are starting to offer foster care and foster to adoption versus just letting children grow up in orphanages.
The Bible tells us to take care of the widow, the alien, and the orphan. However, the tremendous need for families remains even in the most able countries.
We are trying to break down barriers for these children to be adopted. And currently, there's over 115,000 children in the United States foster care system who are looking for a family.
Meanwhile, do you remember Urbana 12? It's so last year, right? Well, as the largest gathering of missions groups under one roof in North America, it's not easily forgotten. At the cusp of 2014, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Tom Lynn says the students at Urbana 12 were unique.
When given a clear vision for what they can do and what's worthwhile doing, they'll say yes to it.
They did, by the thousands.
Many missions organizations saw more high-quality students and candidates than the last three Urbanas combined.
So why hang on to 2012?
We're well aware that the commitments they made often take years to fulfill. And so a constant reminder, accountability from what God did at Urbana 12 is vitally important.
Which leads us to the next thing. Forward motion. Lynn reveals details for Urbana 15.
I'm happy to share that it's December 27th to the 31st, 2015, and it will be in the city of St. Louis again.
Stay in touch through Facebook and Twitter. We've got the links to both on our website. And did you know that your New Year's resolution could last into eternity? Now, that's a big step up from what most of our resolutions turn out to be. Well, Kids Alive International is offering one of the best life changes that you could make for 2014. What I mean is that your decision to sponsor a child would help not only their physical and emotional needs, but spiritual as well. Your small donation could reach a child's ears with the good news of Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now receive our new and improved daily e-news blast at your personal email address, and it's absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to our new website to sign up. It's under the news section at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.